Hey. So, I'm pretty excited about today's episode. We're talking all about women in the Bible, and I just love this series and this topic so far. It's been so fun to just study and research and make notes about. But today we're talking about a woman who I'm absolutely obsessed with. Her name is Hannah. We're talking all about Hannah today. And Hannah has to be in like my top two favorite women in the Bible. She's just absolutely amazing. And like we did with the other women in the Bible, for Mary and for Ruth, I talked about a couple of lessons we can learn from their life. And that's what we're going to be doing today with Hannah. We're going to be talking about four life lessons we can learn from her life. So Hannah is a woman in the Bible who dealt with so much adversity in her life, you know, but she continued to seek out the Lord. And I've always loved the story of Hannah because of how genuine she is and her humility and her strong faith that God could and would help her with her problem. Also, she was always faithful in keeping her promises. And all those things just stood out to me because they're not seen in today's society. But overall, Hannah's life story offers hope to everyone when we're facing difficult seasons. And that's one of the main reasons why I really wanted to talk about Hannah today. With all of that, let's get started. So I encourage you to go back and read 1 Samuel chapter 1 through chapter 2, because for the sake of time, I can't really go back and read both chapters, but I really want you guys to, because it's a really easy read. It's really interesting. It's pretty cool. So I encourage you to go back and read chapter 1 and chapter 2 of 1 Samuel. But like I said, we're going to go over four lessons we can learn from Hannah's story and her prayer life. And one thing I really love about Hannah is her prayer life. At the beginning, like stages of my podcast, I always talked about prayer and how important it is. And prayer is still very much important to this day. Prayer is how we talk to God, it's how we communicate with God, and it's a form of worship. And prayer is so, so, so powerful. And so I just love how a lot of Hannah's story involves prayer. And that's just, it really stood out to me. And again, that's why she's one of my favorite women in the Bible. But with all of that, let's get started. The first thing I wanted to talk about is how from Hannah's story, we can learn that we should be persistent in prayer. We have to be persistent in prayer. So in 1 Samuel chapter 1, we saw that Hannah is barren. She's dealing with a problem. She's barren. She's unable to have children. And she's dealing with her husband's second wife, this woman named Penaniah. Penaniah was taunting Hannah for not being able to have children. And Hannah was angry with God and wept before the Lord. And despite the circumstances that Hannah faced, Hannah persistently prayed to God. Verse 12 in chapter 1 tells us that Hannah kept on praying to the Lord. And her prayers weren't just this one-time event or something that she did every once in a while, but she prayed with intensity and with focus. And one verse I love, it's from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 15. It says that she poured her soul before the Lord. She poured her soul before the Lord. So the full verse says, Hannah replied, "I am a woman with a broken heart. I've been pouring out my heart before the Lord." She's pouring out her heart and her soul before the Lord. And I really love that. God calls for us to be persistently in prayer. He calls us to persistently pray for strength, for wisdom, and he wants us to come before him with our requests. He wants us to come before him with consistency, with confidence. And when things aren't going to plan or the outcome is not what we would like, it's so easy for us to just stop praying or stop believing or just believe that God has abandoned us. But praying to God persistently, it deepens our relationship with him. And that's an act of full worship and full surrender. And when we pray, we acknowledge that we aren't in control, but God's in control, and that we are welcoming God's sovereignty. So today, I just really want to encourage you to not become discouraged, to not lose heart, and to continue to pray persistently to God. Maybe right now you don't really have a regular prayer life, or maybe you just pray when things are going bad, or maybe you just pray when things are going good. But I want to encourage you to have a persistent prayer life. Surrender everything to God. Pour out your soul to God like Hannah did. Surrender every single emotion, every single doubt, every single fear, all anxiety. Just surrender it all to Him. God wants you to talk to Him. He welcomes you to Him. He wants to hear everything you have to say through prayer. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is Hannah surrendered everything before God. So surrender your all before God. Surrender your all before God. So when Hannah prayed, she didn't hold back at all. She poured out all of her emotions before the Lord. We kind of talked about that earlier. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 16, it says basically, "I have been praying here out of great anguish and grief." I have been praying here out of great anguish and grief. That was Hannah talking. And so although God already knew Hannah's issue, she still surrendered every single raw emotion she was feeling to Him. God knew what was going on, but Hannah still went to Him and surrendered everything to Him. So as we continue to grow in our relationship with God and grow in like spiritual maturity, God doesn't want us to sugarcoat where we are. God doesn't want us to make things seem better than it is. He doesn't want us to sugarcoat anything. And at times, sometimes we believe that God can't handle the weight of our situation, or we're like, oh, this issue is too big, I can't take it to Him. Or, oh, this issue is too small, I can't take it to Him. But in our greatest seasons of sadness, or in our greatest seasons of heartbreak, God wants us to draw close to Him. God can handle it. We don't have to worry about Him being able to handle it. God can handle every single weight, every single burden, every single uncertainty, or every single fear we have. So surrender your all to the Lord and allow God to move in and through you and through your circumstance. I just really love how Hannah was so vulnerable. That's the word. She was vulnerable before the Lord. Sometimes it's hard to be vulnerable with people, especially if you have like trust issues. Like me, I only trust a certain amount of people. I have an issue with trusting a lot of people. And that may be the same for you. And so sometimes we really aren't vulnerable with those around us, but God wants us to be vulnerable with Him. He wants to see all of us. He doesn't just want to see a sugar-coated version of us. He wants to see all of our emotion and all of our feeling. And He wants us to just give it all to Him to handle. Next is, remember God's faithfulness. Remember God's faithfulness. So as Hannah was praying to the Lord, she gives Him thanks and remembers His faithfulness. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 2, I'm going to read that really quick. She said, "There was no one holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you, and there is no rock like our God." So Hannah, she recognized God's sovereignty, and that God's faithfulness actually, that His faithfulness prevailed. So during tough times, during times where we're struggling or we're just sad or we're heartbroken, we have to remember God's faithfulness. We have to remember that His faithfulness will encourage us and that His faithfulness will strengthen us. And we have to remind ourselves that He has not abandoned us and He will not just leave us. So after God blessed Hannah and gave her a son, she named him Samuel, and she continued to give God praise. One really quick thing about the name Samuel. Samuel's name actually means God heard, which is pretty cool. God heard Hannah's request. God heard her begging and pleading for a son or for a child through prayer. And when she found out that she was going to have a child, she named him Samuel, which means God heard. I just think that's really cool. But anyway, like I was saying, God blessed Hannah and gave her a son, and she named him Samuel. And even after Hannah had this son, she continued to give God praise. Hannah continued to give God praise. Now, right after she had her son Samuel, it could have been easy just to stop praying and stop praising the Lord. But after she gave birth to Samuel, Hannah continued to praise the Lord. That's why we have to remember God's faithfulness. Hannah remembered God's faithfulness. She remembered how powerful prayer is. And she remembered that God had not forgotten about her. So she continued to praise him and she continued to talk to him. And that's what we have to do also. If God answers our prayer, or even if he doesn't answer our prayer, we still have to give him praise. We still have to remember his faithfulness and how powerful and how amazing he is. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is that we need to speak victory despite opposition. Speak victory despite opposition. So we already know that Hannah was taunted for not being able to have children by her husband's second wife named Peninnah for a while. And Hannah wept and she was sad about this ongoing torment and this ongoing teasing almost. But she didn't stop praying and she didn't stop seeking the Lord. And although her situation, her circumstances were very overwhelming, it was probably very easy to just lose hope. She could have easily lost hope, but instead she resolved to be victorious in Christ. I want to read this verse. It's 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1. It says, Hannah prayed, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is lifted up to the Lord. My mouth boasts over my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation." She knew that she needed to be victorious in Christ. So when we face difficult seasons or difficult relationships that may seem just absolutely hopeless or absolutely just not able to handle, let us just be encouraged by Hannah's commitment to trust God. I know I'm encouraged just seeing everything that Hannah went through, and through it all, she continued to trust God. That's so encouraging. We have to speak life and speak victory over our circumstances. Because when we're distracted by opposition or by negativity or by self-doubt, we need to just remember to seek God for a hope and just walk in victory. Walk in the victory that's in Jesus Christ. And so when I say walk in victory, that may sound a little weird. I'm not saying walk in victory and go get your blessing and believe that you can do it all on your own. That's not what I'm saying. Walking in victory doesn't mean that our challenges or that our issues will just instantly disappear or that nothing bad is ever going to happen to us. But walking in victory means that we decide to not have our issues consume us. Walking in victory means that we have decided to not let our issues consume us or not let our issues overshadow us or overshadow our joy. I hope that makes sense. Walking in victory doesn't mean that our issues will just instantly disappear because we serve an amazing God. We may still have issues. In fact, God tells us that we will have issues because we are followers of him. Walking in victory just means that we decide to not have those issues consume us. So begin to walk in victory each day. And guys, let God guide you through every single season of opposition or every single challenging season. And the last thing I want to talk about is how prayer is such a powerful tool. That's like the main thing that I personally got from the whole story of Hannah, is that prayer is a powerful, powerful, powerful tool that we need to use. Y'all, Hannah's story is a powerful one, full of strength and courage and persistent prayer and a commitment to always seek God. She faced challenging circumstances, challenging seasons of her life. At times she felt discouraged, at times she felt even angry with God. But regardless of her challenges, regardless of her circumstances, regardless of her feelings of rejection, and regardless of her feeling of abandonment, she didn't stop praying. She prayed when she was unsure if she would ever have children. And she prayed when God blessed her with a son. Isn't that amazing? When she was unsure if she would ever have children, she prayed. And when God blessed her with a son, she continued to pray. So if you're in a tough season right now, when that seems very dim and not very bright at the end of the tunnel, I encourage you to look at the story of Hannah. I encourage you to go and look at how Hannah always seeked God's face. God, we need to continue to be persistent in prayer. We need to surrender all of our emotions to God. We have to remember God's faithfulness. And we have to speak victory despite what's going on in our life. Guys, prayer is such a powerful tool that God wants us to use to just talk to him and stay connected with him and to strengthen our spiritual maturity. And he wants us to also use prayer to use it as a weapon against the devil. So when issues come along, when problems, challenges come along, there's good news. The good news is that God desires for us to draw close to him. And that we will always, always be victorious through Jesus Christ. But with all of that, let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for just allowing me to have this platform. It's nothing I've done. It's all that you've done. Thank you for allowing me to reach and to speak to so many people. And thank you for allowing me to be able to speak to young people, people my age, and people who are even older than me, Lord. Lord, today we talked about Hannah. Please allow the listener and myself to just remember Hannah's story whenever we're going through a tough season in life. Lord God, please encourage us to always be persistent in prayer and always run to you in prayer. Please allow us to just become vulnerable around you. Please allow us to just surrender all of our emotions to you. Please allow us to remember your faithfulness when things are going good and when things are going bad. And Lord God, please allow the listener and myself to stay curious, to learn more about you every single day. Please allow us to have a hunger and a thirst to just dig deeper into your word. Thank you for everything, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.